Right now, Wisconsin's legal hunting age is 12. This plan would lower it, but only if kids who go hunting stay within arm's length of an adult mentor at all times. The adult and child would only be able to use one gun between them. The State Department of Natural Resources officially took no position at a public hearing, but the DNR's Tim Lawhern spoke highly of the plan. Lawhern heads up the DNR's hunter education program and thinks hunter safety will only improve if this becomes law.
Because the students will come to the instructors now with a little bit more experience, a little less afraid of guns, a little more excited about learning about hunting, and with a little better attitude about what's going on. They need to pay attention.
Lawhern says kids under 16 who hunt with mentors are statistically the safest in Wisconsin. But Jim Slattery of Green Bay says lowering the hunting age would be a mistake. His 14-year-old son was killed 2 years ago in a hunting accident by a 12-year-old hunter. The boys were hunting together, with adult family members supervising.
Would it have happened anyway? I don't know. You know, if you raise the hunting age, maybe it wouldn't have happened, but I'm not here to advocate that. I am here to say that no matter what, if you lower the age, that's going to happen more and more and more.
10 and 11-year-old kids who hunt with mentors under this plan would not have to take a hunter education course first. A similar measure failed in the legislature last session. The key difference is that proposal would have lowered the hunting age to 8. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.